The Three Bandits. Once upon a time, there were three nasty bandits with very large black coats and high hats. The first one had a blunderbuss gun, the second one had bellows, which blew pepper, and the third one had a big red axe. By moonlight night, they hid by the roadside. They frightened everybody. When they appeared, women fainted of fright, dogs ran away with tails between their legs, and even the most courageous of men stood down or ran away. If carriages went through, they blew pepper into the horses' nostrils, so of course the team and carriage stopped. So then they demolished the wheels. Then, with their blunderbuss gun, they threatened the travelers and robbed them. Their hiding place was a cavern at the top of the mountain. This is where they brought all they had stolen. They had chests full of gold, pearls, jewels, and precious stones. But on one occasion, during a dark night, they robbed a carriage in which there was just one lone traveler. She was a poor small girl called Tiffany. She was an orphan, now on her way to live with her old grumpy aunt, which didn't please her at all. So she was quite relieved when suddenly the three bandits were standing in front of her. As they had nothing else to take in this carriage, they took Tiffany and carried her preciously off to their cavern. There, they made her a soft bed. The next day, when Tiffany awoke, she saw the bulging treasure chests. "But what are you going to do with all this?" she asked to the bandits. They looked at each other, very surprised. They had never thought of what they could do with all these treasures. So, as they really enjoyed Tiffany's company, they decided to look for other unhappy and abandoned children and take care of them. They bought a magnificent castle to live in with all the children. Each child was given a coat and a hat like those of the bandits, but the hat and the coat were red, not black. Of course, the news spread quickly all over the country, and each day, new orphans were abandoned in front of the castle gates. All of them were welcomed and lived there until they were old enough to be married. Then they built houses close to the castle. And soon there was a small village with everyone wearing a red coat and a red hat. In the end, they built a wall all around the city with three huge towers, one to honor each of the bandits.